Good morning. Glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and glad to welcome all our visitors and our guests. Glad to welcome all of you who are watching online as well. We're glad you're here. And if you are online, I'll remind you that we are having communion later in this worship, and I invite you to get your elements ready at home so that you can take communion there as we do right here. First thing I need to remind you as a regular announcement is to let you know that I will not be available for Thursday Bible study this week, so we will not be having it. Seminary is having its graduation, and somebody's graduating. It's also kind of neat, she's been asked to speak at graduation. How about that? And on top of that, is the first person I ever baptized is graduating from seminary. So that's kind of a special thing as well.
That's the reason he's going on Thursday. It's not because of me.
Nah.
Just so we're clear on that.
But she had a ticket, and I'm using her ticket.
Yeah.
The other thing is thank you to everybody who helped load the truck for Williamsburg on Friday. We did take it down yesterday morning. I will tell you that I noticed as they were taking some things off the truck, there was a lot of furniture on this truck. They were taking some things off and putting it in a trailer right beside the truck. And Miss Dottie told me they had encountered a person in their community who was completely blind, who had been evicted from their home. And they managed to get them a trailer, but there was nothing in the trailer. So they were taking furniture off the truck, putting it in their trailer to take to him to furnish his house. So you think you're not making a difference? You are. The other thing I'd tell you is when we left, we were left about 30 minutes before they were to start giving it away. And there were 17 cars in line already to get to the donations. So you are making a difference, and we thank you for all that. Vicar Amanda, it's your turn.
Awesome. Well, I have several announcements. Wednesday starts the discipleship study on evangelism that I'm leading. This is part of my internship project, and so I would invite you to that. We're going to meet in the fellowship hall, socially distanced, masked, all that good stuff, so we're safe. But it's from 6:30 to 8, and if you're interested in coming, if you'll let me know so that I can make sure there's enough tables and chairs and we're spaced out well enough. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope you'll join us for that. Also, we continue our book study at 2 p.m. this afternoon on Zoom. We're reading What is the Bible by Rob Bell. Everyone is invited. If you didn't join us last week, which is our first one, you're welcome to jump in at any time. Lots of youth announcements as well. Our third through eighth graders will be meeting this Friday for a game night. Our sixth through 12th graders continue to meet each Thursday. The Synod Youth has a day retreat for our middle schoolers coming up on the 15th. And all of this, we are so excited to have our youth active again. We always have two adults at every youth activity for safety reasons and so that we can be community together. And I have a sign up. If you're interested in being one of those second adults, we would love for you to join us. We have a lot of fun, play games, and have fellowship and faith, and it's just a lot of fun. So I think those are all of my announcements, Pastor Gary.
So yesterday the Redeemer crowd went strawberry picking.
Yes, we did.
When we finished, were there any strawberries left in the field at all?
A few.
A few.
A few.
Okay.
I think Jordan and Charlotte ate a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great.
I invite you to stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you give us your Son as the vine apart from whom we cannot live. Nourish our life in his resurrection, that we may bear the fruit of love and know the fullness of your joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. I'd invite the children to come forward for a children's message. I'm so glad that all of you are here, and I'm so glad that anybody that's watching on the computer is here. So I brought a special friend with me. You see my special friend? My special friend doesn't have a name yet. Should we name my plant? What should we name my plant?
Elsa.
That's a good name for this plant. I like it. And you know what? There's actually two in here. Should we name one Elsa and one Anna? Okay, let's do that. So here is my friend Elsa and Anna, my plant. Now, you'll notice that Elsa and Anna, you can touch her leaves if you want to. Just be gentle. Yeah. So what would happen if one of Elsa or one of Anna's leaves came off of this part right here? What would happen to it? Would it stay green forever and ever and ever? No, it wouldn't, would it? What would happen? There's been some, there aren't any in the pot before, but there's been some that have fallen off before, and I found them on my desk, because Elsa and Anna live in my office here at church. And you know what? They were kind of yellow, and they were kind of brown. So I wonder, do the leaves have to stay connected to this trunk here to stay green? They do, don't they? Yeah, that helps a lot. So for this particular plant, for Elsa and Anna, the leaves have to stay connected, and then they can stay green, and I water my plant, and the water comes up through the trunk, and the water goes out to the leaves, and so it stays nice and green that way, right? Yeah. In a little bit, Pastor Gary's going to read us a story about some vines and some branches. And it's kind of like the trunk that Elsa and Anna have and the leaves, where if the branches don't stay connected to the trunk, to the branch, then they don't stay green and they won't produce fruit like grapes or like strawberries like yesterday, right?
Charlotte like grapes.
You and Charlotte like grapes? Cool. And you like strawberries too, don't you? Yeah, we found that out yesterday. And so it reminds us of how we stay connected to Jesus. Because if we stay connected to Jesus, it's easier for us to stay alive and happy and healthy and all of those good things with our faith, right? And so we can stay connected to Jesus by praying. We can stay connected to Jesus by singing songs. We can stay connected by reading our Bible, by telling other people about Jesus. There's all sorts of ways that we can stay connected to God, right? Yeah. So let's pray together and thank God for all those ways. Let's fold our hands. Dear God, thank you for helping us stay connected to you. Help us tell others about you and all the love you have for everyone. And all God's children said, Amen. Thank you so much for coming up this morning and meeting my plant. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Acts. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of the entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down to the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus as he was passing through the region. He proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated. About 30 years ago, I preached a rather daring sermon. Those were different times back then, and I was serving in a small town parish. I called the sermon, "The Sign in the Sky." The church building there didn't really have a steeple, but it did have a tower with a bell, and on top of the tower, proclaiming God's love out to all the world, framed against the sky, was a cross. My sermon was a narrative sermon that kind of borrowed an idea from the sword and the stone of King Arthur fame. I pictured a poor black man walking into town carrying his Bible, full of faith, full of excitement. He was also trembling with fear, for in that town he wasn't sure if he would be welcome. But he also had hope. He had seen the sign in the sky. As he approached the church, he saw a family get out of their car, walk up the sidewalk, open the doors, and go in. He waited by the trees, and when no one else was coming or looking, he walked up to the doors and pulled, but they didn't budge. They wouldn't open, and confused, he ran back to the trees to watch again. He didn't understand. He had seen the sign in the sky. Sure enough, soon some others arrived, and they too went up to the door. It opened right up, and they went right in. So he tried again, but once again the doors remained fixed and shut for him. Again, he didn't understand, for he had seen the sign in the sky. One final time, he watched from the trees as one more family arrived, again opening the door with ease, and then he tried once more too. He put his dark brown hand where their white hands had been, pulled just as they had pulled, and yet the door wouldn't open. He left and never again looked at that sign in the sky. It was about 30 years ago, and the amazing thing is that that sermon is almost as daring today as it was then. Our society has been forced to face the ugliness of racism over and over and over of late, and we hope as people of faith we are doing better and are living in ways of love and acceptance and understanding for all people. But when I read our first reading for today, the one about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, I started to remember that sermon from so long ago. You see, many of us love this story and how Philip jumps on the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And perhaps in our minds we hear sermons from years past about how we should be so eager to share the news too. And those are good sermons, and we should be that eager. But there's something else in this passage that perhaps we overlook. Something that called that 30-year-old sermon to my mind. Just like those church doors wouldn't open for the man in my sermon, this eunuch has obstacles to overcome too. He had come to Jerusalem to worship God, but he was a foreigner and a Gentile, and as such, he would have been looked down on for not being one of the chosen people of God. He was from Ethiopia, meaning he was probably black, and that made him different too. All these were barriers between him and other people. But even more devastating, there was a barrier between him and God as well. He was a eunuch, and as such, he would not even have been allowed in the temple at all. He had come to worship God, but over and over, there were human barriers to his ability to worship. And that's what's so striking in our scripture reading. After Philip had explained about Jesus, the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" In other words, what obstacles stand in my way from feeling and being included in what God is doing? And the answer was nothing. The answer was, you are welcome. The answer is, all are welcome. You know, like my church 30 years ago, this church building doesn't have a steeple either. But it also has a tower boldly proclaiming Christ to the world. It's our own sign in the sky, speaking to our community of the love and grace of God, radiating out from this place, radiating out through us, radiating out from our hearts. It's a sign of justice and peace and welcome and hope for a better world. It's a sign not just for those who fit our mold, but for everyone. And the church building isn't the only place for that sign in the sky either. On our foreheads, the pastor at our baptisms drew that same sign. And wherever we go, whatever we do, whoever sees us, whoever encounters one of the ripples we leave in our wake, ought to see the love and grace and welcome of God radiating out. For all that that eunuch learned from Philip, perhaps that's what Philip learned from that eunuch. May the sign in the sky become the sign in our hearts. Amen.
invite you to stand as you are able. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious God, you are the source of all goodness in the world. We praise you, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, for the good news of your love, grace, and mercy. Inspire us, God. Let your love overflow so that we can't help but share it with others. Guide us to tell the story of your goodness and love for the world wherever and whenever we can. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we know that you are by our side at every moment of our lives. Be near all those that suffer, grieve, and live in uncertainty. Let your presence give them comfort and peace. God, stir our hearts and minds to see those in need that are all around us, both near and far. Be with all the people of India as they battle a spike in the COVID pandemic. Comfort those who mourn and are suffering after the tragedy in Israel. Hear the prayers of all those that cry out to you, O God. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, you are the full essence of community existing as Creator, Son, and Spirit. We look to you as we seek to live in community, as households, as a family of faith, as nations, and as global citizens. God, mold our hearts as we work toward being better at relationships. Open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts to the needs of those around us. God, we lift up our prayers to you, both silently and aloud. Please hear them now. Lord, in your mercy. God, our provider. You are the vine and we are the branches. All good things come to us through you who sustains us. You constantly seek to keep us connected to you. God, help us to remember that all people everywhere are your beloved children. Because you are connected to all of creation, we are connected to all others through you. Help us to choose kindness, compassion, listening, and respectfulness as we strive to create community. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. peace of Christ be with you always.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us and send us as joyful witnesses that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.